Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Boom, boom, boom. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding boom, dong, boom, boom.
Dashing over the snow, Steve and Johnny on the radio. On the air we go, seven to oh. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to listen to WGN tonight.
Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You do that so poorly.
Hey, you do a much better turkey than I do, although I am a much bigger turkey than you are.
But I talk better turkey than you do.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
Hi, kids. It's fun to be home for the holidays on the radio.
Yes. He would be Steve King.
And she would be Johnny Putman.
That's right. We look alike on the radio.
Yeah.
But not nowadays, because people are actually watching us on the radio.
So, hi to those of you who are watching, and wherever you are, you can go to WGNRadio.com, click on the live stream. Of course, if you're not within the sound of our voice now, then how would you know what I just told you?
Okay, so point.
Just look at our Facebook page or something. But how would you know that? Because you wouldn't be able to hear it unless you're...
It used to be so much easier. 6,321 shows ago. But who's counting? I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, but it 6,300.
This is our 6,321st radio program on WGN Radio. I feel old just talking like that, but we were doing a lot in a week, and there were a lot of years there. So if you don't know who we are a him and her, a husband and wife. We've been with WGN Radio now 32 years.
Is it 32
years?
For
me, and 33 years for you. We were here full-time for 27 years, and we burned no bridges, so they invited us back, and we love coming back here on the holidays, because back in the day, we always worked holidays, because the story went, well, you two are together, so let people go home and be with their families.
Yeah, you'll be with your family just on the radio. Okay. Yeah.
But it was great, because we always enjoyed being with our producers and our news people, and they were going to work anyway, so we... If we get hungry, we'll just run down to the car and get Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
Okay.
And for the past month, in fact, we'll talk a little later about what we were doing for the past month, but just briefly, because some people were emailing us and were concerned, we spent the past 4 weeks at our other home in Panama City Beach, Florida. And for those of you who have been paying attention to the news, the Gulf Coast, Panama City Beach, Panama City, Mexico Beach were the ones that were hit by Hurricane Michael. And
history-making hurricane.
Long story short, our little home in Panama City Beach, it's on the west end of Panama City Beach. It's fine. We had some trees go down, took out a power line, but things are okay. We took care of that while we were down there.
Kept our roof.
If we crossed the bridge going east into Panama City, as we did, we thought we knew what to expect. We were not prepared. Just life-changing devastation. And the people in Panama City are doing far better than the people in Mexico Beach, which may never.
Well, it's a lot like Paradise, California. It's just not there anymore.
Yeah.
It's gone. And holidays can be difficult for some people anyway, but this year is especially difficult, except for the fact we saw the very best in humanity in the past
week. Boy, did we.
People who, first responders, oh my gosh, are they a special breed of people. Firefighters, National Guard, military, people who won't be home for the holidays, but they were there in the moment of, in the weeks of desperate need. And of course, that need continues. So again, we're going to talk a little bit more later on today about how you can help the folks whose lives have been forever changed.
We have a bunch of things planned for today. Little later, one of our Thanksgiving traditions, Muriel Anderson, just a legendary guitar player. She's the one that started the All-Star Guitar Night. She was the first woman to win the fingerstyle Championship. She has appeared all over the world. She still appears
all over the world, yeah. But comes home every year. And this is the 24th homecoming for her.
Something like that.
Downers Grove High School. And her concert is always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So she'll tell you all about that as well.
And she'll be in the studio with us a little later. We're also, because this is one of those things that has become a tradition, one of our old friends from the days when we did Website Wednesday Night, and the chief of the Website Wednesday Night Cyber Squad, Patrick Crispin, will be joining us with some tips on some new tech stuff for your Black Friday or Cyber Monday or just Christmas shopping.
If you want to impress the techie in your world, Patrick will have some tips for you. What to look for, where to find these things. And yeah, Cyber Monday is becoming even bigger than Black Friday because Black Friday now starts on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality. How many commercials have you heard opening at 5 today? If you want to get away from the family, you used to get away from the family by going to a movie that opened on Thanksgiving Day, which I never really understood, but that would happen, and now you go shopping instead.
And, you know, there's an interesting kind of a convergence of future tech and old school tech. On one hand, you have things like Cyber Monday, and everybody is, of course, gone digital. Flip that to last year, vinyl outsold CDs, and it was within the past month we read about there is a vinyl pressing plant that has just opened on the near north side of Chicago.
So that means there's a need, or else they wouldn't be going through all that trouble. You have to believe it. I think the Chicago Reader had the big article on the... and in fact, it was a great article because it showed you how these pellets that become vinyl become vinyl records.
And I was very pleased as we walked back into the new palatial WGN Radio Digs, which are high-tech like crazy, and in master control, lo and behold, a turntable! Yes!
But they have it there as a museum display.
Hey,
with an 8-track player and a... Seriously, in a cassette player.
I was told it was the Steve King Memorial Turntable.
Yes, it should be. There should be that little plaque written in Sharpie on the front of it. Well, we're going to take a break, but we are here till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Dave Ennett will join you at 3:15 for a big Northwestern game. And, you know, we hope if you are waiting for the family to arrive that you will stick with us and you'll stop by and visit us from time to time. And hopefully we'll keep you entertained.
And you can give us a buzz at 312-981-7200. That's also where you can text us. And we'll be, throughout the show, putting some updates on either Twitter or Facebook or one of those places.
And if you know me, you know I love to get a text. So please feel free to do that because I love to answer you back.
So stay with us. More to come at WGN.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat the turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat, so good. A turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in a big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable.
That's bad. And that is thanks to our producer today, Tom Hush. Thank you, Tom.
You are very welcome.
So what are your plans for Thanksgiving? Where do you head?
Well, where I'm going to head after this is home for a little tiny Thanksgiving dinner with my girlfriend of 6 years. We celebrated our anniversary a couple days ago.
Nice.
And we're going to have a little one, just the two of us, and then back off to work at my other job where I work in a movie theater.
That's right. You're up at the 400, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And I said earlier, there was a time when Thanksgiving was a big day to go to the movie.
Yeah, still is.
We didn't say it back in the day, but it was, if you wanted to get away from the family, you said, well, there's this new movie that just opened. I have to go see that movie.
Absolutely.
So what do you think is the big one this Thanksgiving weekend?
I think it's going to be the new Disney movie, Ralph Breaks the Internet. It came out on Tuesday for the Thanksgiving crowd, and it's been doing really well for us specifically. And I think it's a lot of fun. It's good for the family. You can take anyone to see it. I think it's going to be the winner this week.
I told you before we came in that I wanted to ask you about a movie that we haven't seen yet.
One of us doesn't really want to go see it and the other one does.
Well, my brother saw it and saw it twice and absolutely loved it. I'm talking about Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm a little hesitant It looks like it's well acted, well directed. I get all that. I'm old school. I've got a problem with you're doing a movie about someone's life, but no, we don't want their life to be that way. Let's change it. Let's rearrange the things in their life. No, just put Freddie Mercury had an incredible story. Just put that story on the screen. You don't need to tweak things and move them around for more dramatic effect. What's your take?
I definitely agree with that, because initially they were going to have Sacha Baron Cohen from, comedy fame, Ali G and right. Borat and all that kind of stuff. He really wanted to take on this role and tell the story of specifically Freddie Mercury. Now, the rest of the band didn't necessarily agree with that. They wanted to kind of make it a Queen movie, not just a Freddie right. movie. Right. And Sacha said, really, the big story behind this band is Freddie. And mm-hmm. he wasn't trying to be rude, wasn't trying to be a jerk or anything. But it's kind of the truth. And I think the film goes a little too broad. It doesn't get into the nitty-gritty of Freddie's
story. But Malick
story.
Is fabulous. I mean, everything I've seen, he's just amazing. And he will certainly be nominated for an Academy Award. I want to see it just because the music that I've seen from it, his performances right. are just amazing.
Well, and I read one thing about one of his performances that I'm really impressed
with.
Was
it the Live Aid performance?
It's the Live Aid performance mm-hmm. where he studied the Live Aid performance. Mm-hmm. And to film that, they didn't do it in sections. They did the Live Aid performance one complete performance, and then they edit and use what they need as they need to use it in the movie. He's a great actor. I've got no problem with that.
And we watched the first season of iRobot and liked it, but then the show got too weird. And
it is a strange show, but great performance.
But he was always the reason to watch the show. He was so good. So we're going to go out on a limb and say that he probably will be nominated for an Oscar. But it is one of the first movies in a long time where either you love, love, love it, and boy, my friends are absolutely gaga over it, no pun intended, because the other movie they're gaga over is The Star is Born, or they absolutely hate it, like Nick, and your reservations are, you're rewriting history. They did that to The Great Balls of Fire, the Jerry Lee Lewis story.
Oh, yeah.
That was dreadful.
I hated that. And again, Jerry Lee Lewis, A, I love him. B, his life is dramatic enough, you don't need to tweak it. They did, why?
Well, and that's always the issue when you're talking about huge figures like this. Even a movie that I adore, like Walk the Line with mm-hmm. Johnny Cash.
Yep.
They had to take some liberties in order to have it make sense to an audience that might have zero context or zero history with this guy.
But the problem is they come away with the wrong history.
Exactly.
Because in the Bohemian Rhapsody case, they are saying that Mercury was, he was actually... Correct me if I'm wrong, but he'd already been diagnosed with AIDS, they claim, before he did Live Aid, when in fact it was well after Live Aid that he was diagnosed with AIDS. And, okay, maybe that's not huge. Well, yeah, they did it to kind of make that a more emotional...
Live Aid was dramatic enough.
Exactly. And what they did was probably one of, if not the best live performances ever.
Yeah.
So you didn't need to say, and look, he was diagnosed with AIDS before he did Live Aid.
You didn't need to tweak that.
Yeah.
I think the big reason they went for it was for folks, they thought that was how they would explain it to people my age. You know, I'm 25, wasn't around for Live Aid, and maybe they thought by dramatizing it, they would be able to recapture the inherent intensity of Live Aid, which everybody, was a huge event for everybody, cultural moment for the 20th century.
Right.
But they decided, let's throw in this little narrative bit. We'll tweak history in order to make it bigger for the younger audiences. But I totally agree. They didn't need that. It's a spectacular performance that carries its own weight.
All right. Before we take a break, aside from turkey, what's the one thing that you absolutely have to have on your table today?
I have to have my Auntie Breege's Thanksgiving ham. It's unbelievable.
I didn't expect that.
And what is the secret? What makes it different?
I don't know. It must be from... She's off the boat Irish. It must have been something she brought from the old country.
Some way that she makes it that makes it taste different than just ham.
Yeah, it's so much more tender. And it's not like her Christmas ham. Her Christmas ham is different. This is Thanksgiving.
I love that.
Okay.
She's spectacular.
Do you do jellied cranberry sauce or do you have something more sophisticated?
Jellied.
I love straight that can with the lines in it where you know where to cut it because of the lines. And it's always, I was in the grocery store the other day and someone picked up a can and said, why is this labeled upside down? They always label it upside down. And I said, no, you flip it over. That's where you open the can. Then you pour it out. And then I thought, wow, you've got a lot of time to stand around and contemplate why a label is upside down. Domity Pongo is in our newsroom. And Domity, are you going to be here for the afternoon or are you going to do Thanksgiving tonight?
Oh, I'm with you guys until about 4 and then it's all Thanksgiving from there. So we do it at my sister's home.
Oh,
and
good.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. They live in the south suburbs and I haven't seen my dad in what feels like weeks, probably just a few days. So I'm excited to watch the game with them.
Well,
and what do you have to have for Thanksgiving dinner?
Besides
turkey, it has to be fufu and soup. It's a West African dish.
Wow.
It's a communal meal that you eat. It's like a starch that has the consistency of mashed potatoes, but thicker. And you dip it into a soup that has like a chicken tomato base.
Oh, that sounds good.
And okra. Oh, my God. It's so good.
I love okra.
Oh, yeah. You guys got to try it. You got to try
awesome.
It.
Absolutely.
Now, do you guys do dressing or stuffing or because people are divided on that, too. In fact, in the trunk of my car, I have cornbread dressing and I have stuffing to make everyone happy.
As it should be.
Steve and Johnny, I hate to admit this because the people listening will laugh at me, but I don't really know the difference between dressing and stuffing. I eat whatever's on the plate.
Thank you, Domity. Thank you. All my life I've been saying, it kind of tastes the same.
It doesn't. Oh,
it's exactly the same.
No.
See, this is the reaction I get every year, Domity.
Texture is totally different. You've got stuffing, which is chunks of bread. And dressing is smooth and it's almost polenta-like because it is cornbread and it's smooth and it's got little crunchy celeries. And obviously, I'm
what are you trying partial to, say?
To the... I may go down to the car during the newscast.
And later this afternoon, because I know we have to break, but later this afternoon, we will, one of our Thanksgiving traditions, God. We will give, speaking of stuffing, years ago, my brother-in-law, who unfortunately is no longer with us, Chef John.
Became a regular on the show.
And gave out Chef John's Stuffin' Muffins recipe. And they're wonderful.
As he'd like to say, he did that long before Rachel Ray did it. So I'll give you the 30-second idea of how you can take your stuffing and turn it into muffins. And everybody loves it because when they leave to go home, you can stuff a muffin in their pocket. And then when they get caught in traffic, then they got a little muffin to stuff in their face.
Or we are following the Steve Cochran format of being late for everything, so we better take a break right now. More to come. Stay with us on Thanksgiving on WGN. Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. See, the tie-in with Take 5 is, A, it used to be the theme for the Nightbeat News on WGN-TV years ago.
Okay.
And B, it's Thanksgiving, and Dave Brubeck is cool.
Oh.
So, did that work for you, Tom?
Very much so.
I actually thought it meant Take 5, get your breath, because if your world is like our world was today, oh my gosh.
This was a case of, now granted, our world is a little unusual.
We're unusual.
But this was a case of hit the ground running.
Oh my gosh, you woke up and didn't know where you were.
Because
you thought you were in Florida.
Do you ever have this, you come back, you've been someplace on a vacation or whatever. Well, we were in Florida for a month. So I wake up today and I think, I'm in Florida. But I had just finally fallen into a deep sleep and
right.
was totally more confused than I normally am.
And I said, you have to get going because we have places to go and things to do, like a radio show. So here we are till 3 o'clock this afternoon. And the very first person that we said we had to get on the radio, because anytime people hear that we're back on the air, they say, oh, are you going to talk to the member of your cyber squad that helped us, as one woman said last night in a message to me? She said, I spent so much money thanks to Patrick. So, yes.
And for those of you who don't know, for many years while we were doing the overnight show, every Wednesday night, we call it Website Wednesday Night. And we would try to solve people's computer problems. And we originally met Patrick Crispin as an internet mythologist who had been written about in USA Today. And after we had him on the first time, it led to the second time, and it led to multiple, multiple years. And,
we watched him grow up on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. And so every time people find out we're going to be back on the air, they want to find out, well, what's going on with Patrick Crispin? So let me ask, what's going on with Patrick Crispin?
Happy Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful time here in Southern California.
Well, it's nice to have you on the radio again, Patrick.
Well, let me ask you, before we get into anything else, Southern California, wildfires, you guys are doing okay.
We're doing fine. The fires were sort of on the west side in the mountains around Los Angeles. A lot of people don't realize that. You know, you think of Los Angeles, you think palm trees, you think flatland, you think the beach, you think Disneyland, but surrounding Los Angeles are literal mountains, and I mean like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 foot mountains. And anytime there's a fire, it's almost impossible to put it out there, especially when we've had drought for as long as we've had. So the fires in the Malibu area burn so much land, you can see it from space.
But when you went to school a couple of weeks ago, when this first started, you are at USC, and didn't you guys send us a picture where we could see the smoke from Los Angeles?
You could see the smoke in several places sort of going out to the west. We were fortunate in that we have what's called the offshore wind. So the winds were coming down from the mountains out to the ocean. So the smoke that day wasn't blowing over Los Angeles. It did start doing that the next day. In fact, I recently heard that some of the smoke from the California fires were actually impacting New York City.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't surprise
yeah.
me. And I guess now one of the problems, yeah. because they've had some rain, and I guess one of the problems now is landslides and flooding.
Mudslides are always an issue in the mountains after, because, again, there's nothing left on the ground to hold the ground together. So anytime there's even a little bit of water, the mountains are going to start crumbling.
But to answer the question, a lot of people have, you guys are safe. Our listeners are the best. Because they were so worried about us in Florida. And then when the fires started, they started asking us, what's up with Patrick? Is he okay? Is your grandbaby okay?
And for anybody who may be new to us, we should explain that Patrick.
We adopted Patrick.
Patrick and Christine.
That yeah.
We've adopted both of them. And so now we have also adopted
Grandbaby Joseph.
And I refuse to be called Grandpa, so I'm Grand Dude.
And I'm Gigi. And he knows how to say Gigi. He knows how to say that better than he does most other things, so I'm good with that.
He doesn't know how to say Grand Dude yet, but he does laugh when I do Donald Duck.
He laughs at you hysterically. You don't even have to open your mouth.
Well, as most people do. Yeah, that's just... and we should also back up for people who are new to us on WGN. We mentioned USC, and rather than read Patrick's title, which is longer than all of our arms put together, basically at USC, Patrick is the computer czar.
Is that correct?
Well, we have lots of computer czars. I'm happy to be one of them.
And you are the one that got chosen to go to Mongolia, though. The last time we were on the radio, we talked about your planned trip to Mongolia.
And that was to set up a computer network for Mongolia, right?
Yeah, we were with the National Maternal Children's Health Center in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, and they're trying to find ways to do e-learning to the what we would call counties around here, but sort of the remote villages, so that they can start dealing with some of the diseases and some of the preventable things that are happening with maternal health. So trying to cut down on sepsis, on asphyxia, things are right now killing mothers and children. So I was honored to have spent a week in Mongolia helping train on how to teach and learn online.
That's amazing. And actually, it was a very interesting trip for you. The pictures are great. I'm trying to think of
I really enjoyed it.
The statue went to where you had to climb through the body of...
Yeah, we know him as Genghis Khan over there. He's called Genghis Khan.
Right.
And... everything is called Genghis Khan over there. It's sort of like Atlanta's version of Peachtree Street, where everything's Peachtree.
Right.
In Mongolia, everything is Genghis Khan.
that means including the
so it's kind of like Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
Very much so.
But you went to a statue of him that you had to climb Explain that.
Because neither of us want to go there. You want to describe how you got into and out of this statue, Patrick?
There is a giant stainless steel statue outside of Ulaanbaatar. It's about 30 minutes outside of the, and it's a giant Genghis Khan sitting on a horse. And you climb up inside of it, and you emerge from Genghis Khan's crotch, like one-sixth of the planet, I hear. And just you're standing on this horse's head looking up at the giant statue of Genghis Khan. It's absolutely an amazing experience.
I guess.
And I have visions of before he died, he mandated that that's the way it would be. You know, he said, I want to be remembered that way. Okay, we're going to talk about cyber stuff because that's what Patrick knows, among a whole bunch of other stuff. And, of course, we have Thanksgiving holiday, but we also have the holiday of Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Yes.
And that's all about smoking your credit card. And we just want to give you some ideas on things that you might miss unless you listen closely to the show. So, Patrick, you're ready. You're armed with ammo to share all of these great ideas with folks, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back here on WGN. Oh, that's a perfect choice for shopping. And you've got to buy, buy, buy. That's what we're talking about. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, some of the things that you might want to consider buying for that techie in your life. With us on the radio here this afternoon is Patrick Crispin. He is the Director of Educational Technology and Assistant Professor of Clinical Medical Education at the Keck School of Medicine, USC. It is a
show off
trifold business card that he has. Patrick is also a techie. He gets the latest and greatest in games and such. So what do you think is the thing that everybody's going to be buzzing about this season?
And the reality is there isn't one thing this season. I've been kind of looking around saying, what's the thing that everybody wants to get? And are there any really stupid deals? And I mean, like last year, you had the Google Home Mini for right. $29 at Walmart, and they gave you a $25 gift card, which was like, okay, that's stupid. You should get that. I haven't found any really stupid deals this year. But it turns out that most of the doorbuster stuff that's out there isn't very good. And we used to have the sort of a Black Friday and a Cyber Monday as two separate dates. And now the online sales really started yesterday. They end on November 26th. So there aren't things that you need to rush out and get right now or certainly tonight unless you really want a really cheap, and I mean a bad cheap, television. There's a $99 Hisense 40-inch television at Walmart. It's not a very good television.
And let me hold you on
Best
that
Buy's
point.
Best Buy's got a doorbuster sale for $129 for a 43-inch Toshiba, but it's a stripped-down Toshiba.
That's exactly
really,
right, Patrick. Let me hold you on that. Wait, let me hold you on that thought, though, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's something that I think we really, really need to impress upon people. If it says it's a $99 television, read the small print, because you might be getting a piece of junk.
Yeah.
So
it probably is a $99
television.
Exactly.
So, and yes, there have been some great deals, as he said, in the past, but consider what you're buying. Don't get excited by the price. Maybe if you spent another $99, you'd get a super television that's on sale, marked down from $299 today. But, you know, again.
Yeah, there's a Sharp 55-inch one that's $249, down from $499 at Best Buy. That's a really good television.
That is awesome.
But, yeah. Again, yeah, that's a really great price. I got to tell you, for children, I have two really great recommendations on how we can get kids interested in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and technology, because it's sort of my big thing. One of them is Bose has a build-your-own headphone kit for children and a build-your-own speaker kit for children.
How come? I want that.
You have to have an Apple device because there's an app that comes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But for $69, you get a kit to build your own Bluetooth speaker, and it teaches you about how speakers work. And for $119, you can get a pair of Bluetooth headphones that teaches you how headphones work. And you can actually customize it with lights and pictures and things like that. It's a really great way to get kids working on that. Mm-hmm. It's called the Bose Build. And I really highly recommend this.
And they don't have an Android version?
Not of the app yet. So Bose kind of made an exclusive deal with Apple. You can still use it as a Bluetooth speaker, but it's the app that comes along with it that teaches you about, okay, here's what a magnet does in a speaker. Here's what the paper does in a speaker. Here's how to change things around. Mm-hmm. Doesn't come with that, unfortunately.
Well, I want to suggest something.
The other thing that you can check out is there's something called Kano, K-A-N-O, and they make a computer kit. And it's a Raspberry Pi computer kit. And from anywhere from $49 up to about $250, you can have your kids build and program their own computers. So the cheapest one is the Pixel. It actually is just a bunch of lights. But if you wanted a complete computer that has a screen and sensors and things like that, last year's model was $149. This year's model is $199. And they actually have a build-your-own tablet for $239. Now, again, this is not Android. This is not iOS. It's sort of doing Raspberry Pi, but it's an opportunity for kids 8 or older to literally get their hands on and build their own device and learn how to program it.
That's very cool. Very cool. Now,
I'm going to jump in here and explain for a second. For people who are hearing kind of a delay, it's because there is a phone delay. That's why sometimes Johnny is talking, Patrick is talking, and neither one of them is hearing the other. So modern technology.
I just want to suggest something that I came across, and Patrick, you're probably familiar with this, but if you've got $50 to spend, it's $39.99. I thought this was a brilliant gift idea. You turn your smartphone into a heads-up display. It actually becomes a heads-up display in your car for $39.99. Now, this was the best thing. I started looking for, okay, things under $50 that would be good gift ideas. And this is a Z as in zebra, R, V-I-Z-R. And this new device literally takes your smartphone, and it's getting rave reviews, like thousands and thousands of reviews I've read. And it's 4 out of 5 is the rating for people who've actually purchased it and said it really does that. It turns your smartphone into a heads-up display. Now, of course, some would say it's another distraction.
Yeah.
But for $40, if that's what you would like to have in your car, I think that's a pretty good idea. V-I-Z as in zebra, R. And if you just Google it, it'll tell you where it's available, and it should not cost you more than $39.99.
And speaking of smartphones, there is something, and unfortunately I don't have the name of it in front of me. I will find it out and post it on our Facebook page or something like that. When we were in here the other night, we were talking with Duffy, who is our production czar, and there is I think it's an app that you download to your phone, and you can call in, and it will give you microphone quality sound.
Oh,
so
that's
if you
right,
need
yeah.
to do some kind of recording, it's a free download app. Mm-hmm. And Chris Duffy, if you happen to be listening, give us a buzz or a text or something. And I forget the name of that app, but he just raves about it. He said he has used it before, and it is broadcast quality.
Well, speaking of smartphones, though, Patrick, I think, and you always have the latest and greatest, but it's in Apple phones. But I believe if you look around, the carriers are going crazy with gift ideas for this weekend. I think it was one carrier was saying, you know, it might have been Verizon, $400 off of our latest and greatest phone. And, you know, you don't have to sign away your life for the next X number of years. So there's so much competition in that area. Patrick, have you heard
Absolutely.
About...
Absolutely. In fact...
Go ahead.
All these phones do come with a catch. They are going to require some sort of two-year contract or lease. Walmart, surprisingly, is if you're going to get an Apple phone, an iPhone, that's probably the best place to get it. They're giving you a $300 gift card with the latest iPhone XS, XS Max, or XR, a $400 gift card with an iPhone 8, 8 Plus, and X, but you have to activate it.
Wow.
Best Buy is giving a $300 gift card for the Samsung Galaxy Note 9, S9, S9 Plus, $200 on the Google Pixel phone. So check it around. If you're looking to get a phone and don't mind signing a contract, you're going to get a really good deal this holiday season. So it's rare to get deals like this.
Speaking of phones, if you are going to get 5G service, Do you need to upgrade your phone for 5G service? Now, there are, as I understand, there are only about 5 markets in the country. And as a matter of fact, the Panhandle is going to be one of those markets, because at least with Verizon, because Verizon had horrible problems with a hurricane, and it took forever to get their service back up. So they're kind of saying, okay, to make amends, stay with us. And they're pouring, I want to say it's like $20 million into the Panhandle for upgrading for 5G. But can you use 5G on your existing phone, or do you have to be very careful and say, okay, I want a phone that can handle 5G?
If you want to do 5G, you have to do a 5G telephone. You have to get a new telephone. And there aren't that many telephones out there that can handle 5G. Wait until Apple and Google release the next version of their phones, which should come with 5G. It's because the network's just not there yet. As you said, it's only in about, you know, half a dozen different cities. I think Los Angeles is one of them. But I think we're just going to wait and see on it. Just be aware, eventually you're going to have to replace your phone. And when you replace your phone, you're going to get on the new network. It's sort of like when we went from Edge to LTE. Now we're going from LTE to 5G, but that's still a year or two away.
Yeah. So you're saying my flip phone won't handle 5G?
Literally, his flip phone. We love you anyway, Steve. Patrick, it always goes by so fast, and we go back to the days of Windows 98 with Patrick. I mean, back when we were just learning what floppy disks were all about and all that other cool stuff. And Patrick, a pleasure talking to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Hug your family for us.
And give Joey a hug from us.
I shall.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Patrick. That's Patrick Crisman. And you can still go to netsquirrel.com, and you can read about Patrick. And he's on Facebook and Twitter, and we have some links up. In fact, if you go to our blog, After Dark, and for all of this stuff, go to steveandjohnny.com, S-T-E-V-E-A-N-D-J-O-H-N-N-I-E, and you'll find links to all the places we inhabit in cyberspace.
It's that time of year again, and another chance to get something for someone who has everything. But deep down, we all want something truly meaningful for our loved ones. Well, we have just that thing. Our 2019 Chicago personalized calendars. These calendars are so adored that we continue the tradition of offering them exclusively to our listeners. Now over a decade. This year, we bring you another new series of breathtaking Chicago imagery. The best part is your family, friends, and coworkers will experience their names realistically crafted into every scene of our proud city. It's thoughtful, personal, and best of all, it's useful. Show someone how special you think they are all year long. Produced by 2Ks and offered exclusively at WGN Radio. Each calendar is made to order with any name you choose. Get yours at WGNradio.com and scroll to the feature section and check out all our new 2019 Chicago personalized calendars.
Wonderful stuff from an album that has received rave reviews by the lady who was nice enough to join us for, I forget what year this would be for our Thanksgiving tradition. Muriel Anderson has been nice enough to join
Muriel.
Us.
Hey, Muriel. Oh, hey. So you were 12 the first time we did this, right?
I think so.
You had to have an escort because it was after midnight. We had this great tradition where Muriel would come by and she would bring some leftovers and we would bring leftovers. And remember, you would hit the ground and you'd be really energized, and then we'd start eating, and then about 2 o'clock we'd all get very sleepy.
That's right.
And then we're like, okay, we've got 4 more hours. Muriel, you can't go home. You have to stay.
Conversation was always so energizing, you know. I just felt like the time just slipped by, and we just always had such a great time. We still do.
It was pretty amazing, though, if you think about midnight, and people would say, wow, you know, I couldn't go to sleep because you guys were so keyed up. Well, yeah, we were lucky enough to have.
We always have a good time.
Yeah. And when you'd walk in here with your guitar, and as we've said, and I want to say it's been 20 years that we've been doing this.
I think it's 20 years.
I think at least.
Because on Saturday, I'm doing my 27th annual Saturday After Thanksgiving concert.
Wow. And where would that be, Muriel?
Downers Grove North High School. It's 20 miles west of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be with my special guest, John McEwen, from the Nitty Gritty Dirt.
Yeah, that's
very
nice.
Yes,
yeah.
And homemade baked goods. My mother and my sisters have been baking, and Trader Joe's is giving away free hot apple cider, and we'll have some.
That's great.
Yeah.
And
plenty
of parking.
We have been lucky enough to MC this concert a couple times, and trust me, it is just wonderful. I mean, not only is it Muriel, and but at the break, everybody goes out in the lobby, and there's all these homemade goodies.
And the fun thing, too, is it we talked to a number of people that said, oh, I've been coming to this for 10, 12 years. My kids were little, because it is a family show, and it has become a tradition for many people just to bring the whole family, get dressed up, come out. As I said, there's plenty of free parking. It's real easy to get there. Acoustics in the auditorium are excellent, too.
Wonderful.
They're really good. I'm glad so many people have made it a tradition to, you know, as the transition between Thanksgiving and Christmas, Saturday after.
They stopped shopping long enough to relax, right?
Yeah, and so it's just been, it feels like an extension of Thanksgiving for me.
Right.
As we continue this tradition, and it's great to see so many smiling faces.
Well, for people who are new to our conversation, I have to tell the story of, it was well over 20 years ago that, and Muriel was, you were still living in Downers Grove at the time.
Yeah,
you're now living in Nashville, and we tuned in to the Nashville Network, and you happened to be in Nashville, and you were doing a show there, and we said, oh my gosh.
I'm trying to think who was interviewing you.
Crook and Chase.
Oh, yes. Crook and Chase, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember it was you were on a stool, and it was like all dark around you, and this spotlight was on you, and you're playing guitar, and we were like, holy smokes, this is amazing, and she's right here in our own backyard. So I ran to the phone, I picked up the phone, and I called an operator.
Yes.
That's how long ago it was.
Yes.
And I said, operator, you need to give me the number for Muriel Anderson in Downers Grove. And she did.
Yeah.
And what did I do, Muriel? I called the woman named Muriel Anderson, who was taking your calls for many years.
Yes, there was more than one of me, evidently, we found out. But she put
woman,
us in touch eventually. Yeah.
She said, no, I'm not the one you're looking for. But she is around. I think she told me your parents' name, and that's how I was able to track you down eventually.
Yeah.
But that was back in the days when you hit O for operator, and a helpful person came online.
That is the exact same way that NASA found me. So somebody from NASA was listening in, and they did the exact same thing that you did. They called this other Muriel Anderson. And she finally, you know, gave them the right information, and they asked, well, will you play at our annual fajita fest for all the astronauts? And so I did. I went to Houston.
They have a fajita fest.
They had a fajita fest, yeah. And so it was the only place that during intermission I went and got autographs from the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and then one of the astronauts, Susan Helms, bought my Heartstrings recording and took it up on the Space Shuttle Discovery with her.
That's so neat. I never heard that story.
Yeah, and it was the images from that that was the inspiration for my tune, A View from Space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah.
That's
right. Well, Muriel, for those of you watching, Muriel is holding a harp guitar, and there are not a lot
the
of
people. The guitar is bigger than she is.
Not a lot of people play harp guitar because you're using both sides of your brain. Oh, yeah. Right, Muriel?
Well, I'll play just a real shortened version of View from Space.
Okay.
I was talking about that. Thank you.
That's absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
oh wow. Just gorgeous.
And it was wonderful watching her play that, too.
Yeah.
And we were, well, and we've got lots to talk about. So Muriel Anderson is with us in the studio. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And if you didn't catch all the details, people are texting saying, Muriel, I'll see you there with my 90-year-old aunt. We've been going to the show for the past 25 years. And there's a whole lot of that. And if you haven't been going to Muriel's homecoming show the Saturday after Thanksgiving, jot this down. Downers Grove North High School, 4436 North Main Street. That's this Saturday night. It is $22 if you buy your tickets in advance, $25 at the door. Students and seniors get a special rate. Go to her website, and you can click to her page through ours. She's right. MurielAnderson.com, and we are Steve and Johnny.
More coming up on WGN. Thanksgiving, Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. I love this.
I do too.
This is so good. Muriel Anderson is in studio with us. Muriel, you want to do a blatant plug for this CD, and you've been getting all kinds of acclaim and awards for this CD. Congratulations.
Well, you know, I decided that once in my life I was going to make a CD that had no time limit and no maximum budget. Mm-hmm. And whatever every song needed, that's what it got. And so it took me 2 years to make this, and when it needed a little strings, I hired the Nashville Symphony Strings.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And when it needed some Earl Klug and Stanley Jordan improv, I hired Earl
Stanley
Klug and Stanley
Earl.
Jordan.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
not somebody who sounds like. Let's.
Right. Yeah. So just hired all these great people, and every moment of making this album was just a joy. We had so much fun in the studio, and every single person I worked with in this album was a great person. And then I decided, because it was such a special album for me, I wanted to do something special for the packaging. And so I designed a way for the package to light up when you push the moon, and I found a great
artist.
And
that's not code. It's you actually push the moon on it.
Yeah, you push the moon, and it's stars and fireflies light up, and there's a shooting star and all that. And I found Brian Allen, who's also in the studio, who mm-hmm. did the award-winning artwork for it. Mm-hmm. And so it this year it got one of the top 10 CDs of the decade from Guitar Player magazine.
And that's one, and yeah, well deserved. And again, we haven't mentioned the name. The name of the CD is
Nightlight Daylight.
And they can get it through your website.
Yes.
Or at the concert on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And remember, you were reading a Guitar Player magazine, and we had not seen on Facebook where you had posted that this had won that huge distinction of being one of the best of the decade. And Steve comes screaming from the other room, look, look, look! Because not only, and just as an aside, not only was it wonderful that it was you and so well-deserved, but there was a part of us that both said, thank goodness, they're recognizing a woman in this field.
Yeah.
And Muriel, you are a pioneer. I mean,
I guess in lighted CDs I am.
But right. I don't know if you remember, Johnny and I were just having a conversation, I forget who it was with, just a couple days ago, about several years ago when our friend Doyle Dykes was down at James Burton's annual guitar festival in Louisiana. And we mentioned to Doyle, you know, we saw the whole lineup, great lineup, not one
woman. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it got back to James, and he went, oh, "That's a travesty. We have to change that." And thankfully, there are more women that are realizing that this is they've got talent, and this is the way mm-hmm. that you can make a living. And you've been doing this way back when people would go, "And she's a girl! Wow!"
Yeah.
Right?
What, girls play guitar?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't really think of that much. I think of myself more as an inventor. I like to invent. Yes. Ways to play.
Well, that's why you and Les Paul always got along.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Your minds work similarly.
By the way, you mentioned Brian, who's in the studio with us. And I have to ask, for people who are coming out to see you at Downers Grove, We're going to have some special effects like Brian usually provides for you?
Yes. Is Brian's mic hot? I'll have him answer that.
Brian's mic is hot.
Yes, we will, and there will be some new ones as well.
Oh, so you've been taking photographs as you guys travel around
video
the world.
Stills, yes.
Nice. It really, that's an element that you don't get at concerts. I mean, because the pictures are, well, in some cases, the pictures were taken at a moment when she was inspired to write the song that she's playing, right?
Correct.
That's pretty cool.
What was the wonderful, I want to say this was 2 years ago, and you had been over to, I believe, Japan, and there was this wonderful series of photographs. What was it, Japan or China? Forget
and then
me.
There's the pictures from Italy, too, that are stunning.
Oh, Italy yes. one's yeah. fun, yeah. That really captured the whole flavor of
mm-hmm.
it.
I mean, it is a visual sight sound experience. It's wonderful. It really is.
Sounds like a commercial, doesn't it? It's a visual sight sound experience. But I have to chuckle because when you talk about Italy and it captured the essence of that particular trip, Muriel was also known for taking pictures on her travels, and more often than not, the pictures were of the food that she was eating. And remember, we talked to you many times from far-flung places where you would say, well, I'm just sitting down to the fill-in-the-blanks, whatever the local food was.
I will never forget the time we talked to you, and you had just posted a video. I forget where you were, but it was a video of what you were having for dinner, and it was a fish, and the fish was still
moving.
Kind of moving on the plate.
And remember, the fish head was kind of moving?
It was, and I think that might have been in Spain, where there's a certain type of fish that...
It's still alive?
It's actually steam coming out of there,
oh.
But it makes it wiggle.
That's
and,
right,
and,
yes!
And make little and crackling
sounds.
I'm
sorry, color me crazy, I don't want my food wiggling. I'm just...
Can you imagine your turkey? Well, no.
No, thank you.
Well, yeah, I'm still moving forward on the food and recipes and music project. So I'll have a new song in my program that's inspired by strawberry salad.
Okay.
Okay, good.
But you need to do a gluten-free song.
Oh, you're right.
See? There's a whole market there.
Yeah, the gluten-free album. This album is entirely gluten-free.
It is.
There you go.
And it's peanut-free. So everybody's safe to be.
So, well, I wanted to give you your first Christmas card. I realize this is a little premature.
I love it.
This is my new release. I'll have that on Saturday.
It's the season. Lovely.
Christmas card. Brian took that beautiful artwork, capturing, you know, what we do since I was an infant. We always get together with the kids and the dogs and the grandparents and go Christmas caroling around the neighborhood.
That's lovely.
On the front, and there's a CD inside of all different instrumental
and
carols.
And this is a Christmas wish from Muriel Anderson. You know, we have to take a break, and we're going to come back. Muriel is still holding her harp guitar. I promise you we will shut up and let Muriel play for us. So stay with us right here on WGN.
King and Johnny Putman, hoping you are having a wonderful Thanksgiving. And that music is also wonderful. That is by Muriel Anderson. And that is from a brand new CD. Muriel, you want to again do a blatant plug for what this is? It's wonderful.
Well, it's more a Christmas card than it is a CD. And so if you send Christmas cards this year, you can send Christmas cards with music inside.
And so the CD is inside
CD
this
is
Christmas
inside.
Card.
It comes with an envelope, you know, a little do not bend on it. So, but you do have to put two stamps on the envelope, you see. And
you're so smart.
MurielAnderson.com.
And a really pretty card. I love the card with the woman playing guitar.
Yeah, that's Brian's brilliant Photoshop.
It's perfect. Yes.
Parts of me and parts of a little little doll there.
And 10 cuts on the CD that's inside the Christmas card, too.
Yes.
Right? And again, they're available Saturday night if you stop by Muriel's 27th annual Saturday after Thanksgiving concert at Downers Grove North High School. It's her homecoming concert, and this year John McEwen of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is going to be joining her. And that's always fun because Muriel, she brings out some fabulous entertainers. And in our case, we met a couple of people that we didn't even know,
yeah.
And we've become friends on Facebook as a result of, you know, hearing them and seeing them at your show.
Yeah. Well, John McEwen is just really delightful, and he knew everybody who was anyone in folk, pop, rock music, you know, all during, you know, those really transitional eras.
Right.
Has a new book out called The Life I've Picked, which came out.
It's really great title.
Rave reviews, I mean, with all his stories. So I'm looking forward to his stories as much as the music. And for me, it'll be going back to my roots in folk music.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play those wonderful three-chord songs and just have a lot of fun. That's going to be the second half.
Well, speaking of playing, we should shut up, and what would you like to do?
Well, maybe I'll do a little bit of Why Worry. I think that's my theme for today and for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely beautiful. And I'm going to ask you to explain for people who are driving along and thinking, well, I heard a guitar, I heard a bass, I heard
a harp,
all kinds of things. Muriel is playing a harp guitar. And for people who are new to this, you want to explain what the heck that is?
Yes, the middle part is like a regular instrument, although mine is different from most harp guitars in that it has nylon strings and it's tuned a whole step higher. So it's a little bit smaller here. And then it goes down to some an extra resonating chamber with extra low bass strings.
Wow.
And
that's the
one,
Johnny Cash chamber.
Yes. And then this one. also has a bank of steel string super treble. So it's one of the few instruments that has both steel and nylon strings on the same instrument. And I have actually a new harp guitar. I'm going to be playing two harp guitars at the concert. I'll pull it out. I was wearing it as a backpack.
This is your Swiss Army knife.
When I came in. Yes, I got it in Switzerland. Lucas Brunner made this, Luke Brunner. And it's a Swiss Army harp guitar that fits in a backpack and turns into a 20-string harp guitar.
And all the members of the Swiss Army have to, they're issued this when they...
Because the guitar she's holding is, it's big. Is it heavy, Brian? I mean,
no,
it's not heavy? No. Oh, wow. It looks like it's broken, but it's not.
Oh, okay, for guitar players, this, what I'm seeing is a harp guitar, only it's similar to, if you've seen the guitar, I believe it's called the Voyage Air, where basically it folds out, but this is...
This is different.
Yeah.
This is you got to build it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's two pieces.
Rather than being something that folds out, you're connecting slot A to tab B.
It's connecting the neck.
Cut a long dotted line.
To the bridge.
But how do it stay in tune?
It goes right back in tune. Wait.
Really?
That's amazing.
I'm sorry, that's impossible.
But for a world traveler, this is brilliant.
Yes, I'm screwing one strap button in there that holds the neck onto the body.
Oh, my gosh.
But the strings were...
They dangling.
So how do the dangling strings suddenly get back in tune?
Well, let's see. Let's check it out.
The hell?
It's gorgeous.
How do it do that?
So
the headstock is crazy.
Locking mechanisms on both sides and brilliant, brilliant workmanship.
But I still don't get, if the strings were just hanging, how did the
they were
strings
just hanging
quickly...
Loose.
How did that happen?
Look at Steve.
I don't really know how he does this, frankly. I think it's magic. But
Steve
every time
climbing
I
climbing over
it
the
together,
counter to
it's
see
it's gorgeous. And what kind of wood is it?
It's rosewood on the back and sides, so Indian rosewood, and then this is a redwood.
For those of you in your car, as we're explaining this, imagine this very complex guitar neck. As one person said to us, oh, you mean the handle of the guitar? Yes, we're talking about the neck as the handle.
The guitar handle.
And then there's the headstock at the end where you have the keys on it. And so she just connected it to the body of the guitar, and it looks like a piece of sculpture. It's so gorgeous.
Yes, I have pictures on my Facebook page, I believe.
Okay, well, folks, if you're not looking at this, if you're in your car driving to Grandma's house right now...
It has two handles.
It has two handles, you're right. But the way they're connected, it gives that sculptural, cool, flowing look to it.
Yeah, so I'll be playing this probably with John McEwen.
Well, you're going to bring it out and show how you put it together, aren't you? You have to.
Why don't we shut up and let you play it for a little bit now? What would you like to play?
Okay, well, this will be its litmus test to see how
is it in tune.
Well, I could either
is
use
this
one
its radio debut?
This is its radio debut. Absolutely, yes. Okay, well, I think it's in the tuning for a little piece that I call Nightlights.
smokes.
I'm sorry, what you just did is impossible.
Well, I found out that I had actually tuned one of my bass strings to a different song, and so I was trying to redo the bass string as I was playing that.
That would made it more exciting, because if
my hands are going like,
you're busy doing all these.
While she was polishing the bottom of the guitar.
Tying her shoes at the same time.
I was tuned to the other song, so yes.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Muriel Anderson is with us in the studio. Catch her on Saturday night. John McEwen will be her special guest. That's at Downers Grove North High School, and that's in the auditorium, 4436 North Main Street. It's her 27th annual Saturday After Thanksgiving Homecoming Concert. A little bit more with Muriel Anderson coming up. According to a news investigation by the Chicago Tribune and Kaiser Health News, nursing home sepsis is rampant here in Illinois. Nursing home sepsis is a life-threatening bloodstream infection that often comes as a result of an infected bed sore, which is a common sign of nursing home abuse. This investigation found that 6,000 Illinois nursing home residents are hospitalized each year for sepsis. Sadly, one in five of these patients dies from the illness. Experts blame the prevalence of sepsis on poor staffing levels in Illinois nursing homes. Symptoms include chills, loss of appetite, fever, rapid breathing, or irregular heartbeat. If you believe your loved one has developed nursing home sepsis or other symptoms of nursing home abuse, please call GWC Law Firm immediately. They've gained a hard-earned reputation for fighting for the maximum amount of compensation for their injured clients. Call GWC for a free consultation at 312-999-9999. They don't get paid unless and until you get paid. Call 312-999-9999 or visit justicestartstoday.com.
After you've spent the day with your relatives for Thanksgiving, or maybe with your friends for Friendsgiving, join us for a second Thanksgivings on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. We'll be sharing our leftovers and tales from the turkey trench tonight at 7 o'clock on WGN.
Steve Bertrand Travel is heading back to Ireland in June. Join host Wayne Larrivee and his wife Julie on a 9-day tour. You know Wayne as the voice of Green Bay football and his days here at WGN Radio. There's golfing on some of Ireland's finest courses if you like, but the course is built for non-golfers and golfers alike. Visit Dublin, Killarney, and more. You'll see Dingle, the Cliffs of Moher, and still have time to talk football and enjoy a pint in the pubs. Hit the links or see the sights or both. It's all at SteveBertrandTravel.com or call 847-606-6065.
What's in store this Black Friday at your local Staples?
Comfort.
And joy.
As in the comfort of a Staples gaming chair.
And the joy of big Black Friday savings.
Great for work or play, Staples gaming chairs are just $99.99, 50% off.
Plus, you'll find huge Black Friday savings at Staples on the hottest holiday tech, laptops, printers, tablets, and more.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this Black Friday, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18 while supplies last.
Now, during your local Chevy dealer's Black Friday sales event, get 0% APR financing on their popular 2018 and 19 Chevy models. It doesn't get any lower than zero. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. It's your choice. Own it.
Steve King and Johnny Putman on Thanksgiving Day at WGN Radio. And rather than play some sort of a musical bump, I thought we'd just get back with Muriel Anderson and
yes,
maybe have time for a little something else
we
live.
Continue with our 25 pounds of show in a 10-pound sack.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, oh, we want to squeeze in so much more. And it's always a pleasure to have Muriel Anderson with us in the studio. And you have to forgive us, but we're like sitting here with our mouths hanging open. I did take pictures so you all would see the guitar that we're talking about, this Swiss Army knife of guitars that you put together right in front of our eyes. And Steve still can't believe that that happened.
It's an incredible guitar.
It really is. And before time gets away from us, Muriel, you want to play something else for us?
Oh, you know, I was just thinking of playing just a few bars of a tune that was one of John McEwen's hits.
Oh, good. And John's your special guest Saturday night.
I love that song. Every single time I hear that song, instrumental, I go back to the first time I heard it and the lyrics. And
Mr. Bojangles.
Just, oh, Mr. Bojangles. Yeah. I love that song. Yeah. What a great arrangement of that.
I hope he sings that on Saturday.
Yeah.
I lifted most of that from Chet Atkins. He showed it to me.
I thought it sounded a little Chet, but I like what you've added. You've done your own take on it.
Yeah.
And I like that.
We actually, Chet played it at Orchestra Hall here in Chicago, and he asked me if I'd accompany him on it. And so he did this little descending line, and so... I figured out an accompaniment to that up higher, and so now I play that as part of the solo. Yeah,
we can't let you get out without speaking of Chet Atkins, without quickly telling for people who may not have heard the story of the time Chet Atkins called you, and you thought it was one thing and it was another?
Oh, you know, that was more than once that happened. But
because once it was to go buy shoes, and another time it was the... Muriel, you're so little.
I tell you, he just always kept one foot firmly in the ground in which he was raised. Yeah. And I went over there one day, and he said, Muriel, I've got a gig for you. And I said, what, a gig? Boy, this is amazing. And he said, yeah, what it is my pet rooster, Hotshot, has come down with a case of the feather mites, and this is a good job for you. I was going to ask little Jimmy Dickens, but you're about the smallest person I know, and my wife and I just can't get into the door of that chicken coop.
And so Muriel, get on in there.
Crawled into the door of the chicken coop. First time I went to the Atkins home.
Oh, my God.
And Chet's wife, Leona, got a plastic garbage bag and cut holes in it for my head and my arms, you know. And somebody was taking pictures. I don't know, a little group of people gathered around. And you have to catch the rooster by both legs at once with one hand. The other hand, you grab his neck. So he doesn't get you with his spurs.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leona spread bacon grease around his neck for the mite dust to adhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I caught the hen also, whose name was also Leona.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they invited me to join them for lunch, a little chicken stew, actually.
No
relation, I'm sure.
After you did that, you did put it on your resume, right?
No.
No, she's afraid she'd get other gigs. So no more of that. Wow. I'm going to combine a bunch of texts that came in the last half hour from this couple of 773 area codes, 312 and 847. She's absolutely amazing. The music is gorgeous.
Oh.
Where can I find her? I need the CD. I'll see you Saturday night.
Aww,
so that's a combination of the CDs, text coming in.
And Brian just said, I just found it on Spotify.
Oh, cool. Okay. But you can come see Muriel on Saturday night and do your Christmas shopping while you're there. You can get your Christmas cards, which is actually a card with a CD of 10 Christmas tunes that Muriel has done. Mm-hmm. And with two stamps, you can mail that out to your friends. And you know what? Yours will win all the prizes for the best Christmas card this year. And you can see her on Saturday night with the one and only John McEwen. And, of course, Mr. Bojangles will take you back to his early days. He's got some great stories to tell. He's a wonderful musician. And they're both going to be performing at her homecoming concert Saturday night, Downers Grove North High School Auditorium, 4436 North Main Street. Tickets are $25 at the door, $15 and $17 for students and seniors. It's a great family affair. There's going to be baked goods and cider, and you'll... I just have a fabulous time. Just bring the whole family.
Thanks. If you're running around Downers Grove, you can also get tickets in advance at Anderson's Bookstores and at Tobias Music. And Tobias is donating a beautiful Washburn guitar to give away, so some lucky person will win that instrument.
And for many years, it was a GN listener, because we'd be on the air the next Sunday night, and somebody would call and say, hey, I got a guitar, and I'm going to start taking lessons. And so that was really cool, too.
Anytime we get to talk to you, it always goes by too fast. Thank you for making us a part of your Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm thankful for you both.
Oh, Muriel, it's been a pleasure. And again, I hope our paths will cross many times in the new year, too.
Yes.
Thank you.
And selfishly, we also, our paths will cross again. We're going to be at DeLuciano's at some point.
Oh, that's right. We're going to do dinner at DeLuciano's before the end of the year.
Yes.
And we'll break bread and overstay our welcome there. But they shove us in a corner and say, just eat and talk. And we do that. We do that well. Stay with us. There's another hour of the Steve and Johnny Show. We've got a lot more planned right here on WGN Radio.
seen. Fears that we would die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio on Thanksgiving Day. And as we were thinking about a song to use to introduce this section, we thought Get Together by the Youngbloods was probably the most appropriate. I want to give you a little bit of background to what we're going to be talking about. For the past month, Johnny and I were at our other home in Panama City Beach, Florida. And those of you who have been paying attention to the news know that the panhandle of Florida got devastated by Hurricane Michael. The short story for us is we live on Panama City Beach, and we live on the West End, which got some damage. We had some trees we had to take care of and a few other things. But compared to what happened east of us across the Hathaway Bridge, which is basically a mile-long bridge that separates Panama City Beach from Panama City, into Panama City and into Mexico Beach. Mexico Beach was just devastated.
And we're missing a lot of small towns in the area, too, yeah, that were so horribly devastated.
And we have, when we say devastated, we are not overstating the case. This was a life-changing event.
A history-making hurricane.
Yeah.
Will probably eventually be categorized as a 5.
Yeah.
Not a 4, but as a 5. Winds over 150 miles an hour. We saw wrought iron fences that were just bent. Trees, 20-foot, 30-foot pine trees that just snapped in the middle like toothpicks. There are stretches of road that you drive down and there's not a sign to be seen because they're all just kind of blown apart. Buildings that we knew were there at one time are now nothing but piles of rubble. If you saw any of the news coverage, you know that it's one thing to see the pictures. It's another thing to see it yourself. And it's hard sometimes to wrap your mind around it. But we thought the song Get Together was appropriate because we saw the best in people in the time that we were down there, the way people were reaching out and trying to help. We had people reaching out to us and saying, let me come over and help you remove trees from your property. We saw people who were moving in with complete strangers because they would say, well, I've got a bed and I've got a bedroom and you and your family are welcome to come and stay with us. It really did bring out some of the good in humanity. And it was good to see that too, because at some point you say, how will we ever get back to normal? How will we ever be able to put all the pieces back together again? Well, there's some efforts underfoot to raise money to help people get back to normal, quote unquote. Media in this area played an important role in keeping us all up to date. The Panama City News Herald is the newspaper. And with us on the telephone line this afternoon is one of the writers for the Herald, as well as editor at Panama City News Herald. And Tony Simmons is with us.
Tony Simmons is a writer and an editor with the News Herald.
And a published author himself. And we're going to tell you about his latest project, which is really huge because it's benefiting the folks who are trying to put their lives back together after Michael. Also with us on the line is Jason Hedden.
Jason is a professor with the with Gulf Coast State College. Gulf Coast State College, by the way, is the home of the radio station that we work with when we're in Panama City Beach, WKGC. And being down there for the past month, we have become so impressed with the efforts of that community. And people helping each other, people who need help themselves, but everybody is helping everybody.
Right. So let us say welcome into our program, Tony Simmons. Thank you for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving, Tony.
Hi, Johnny. Thank you for having me. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. And also with us is Jason Hedden. Jason, as we said, who's with the Visual and Performing Arts Department at Gulf Coast State College. Jason, happy belated birthday, and thank you for joining us as well.
Hey, I appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Thanks for having us on.
Can I just say, partly personal, following Jason on Facebook has been life-changing for me, because this man is a fabulous, fabulous poet and writer. And
there have been days when, and I'm not just smoking you when I say this, Jason, there have been days when both Johnny and I have been brought to tears by some of the things you've been writing.
Yeah.
The way you have been chronicling the emotions of what happened, it has just been wonderful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I'm a verbal guy, and after the storm, I found that method of communication was failing me, and I could rarely string a couple sentences together in public without sort of just falling apart. So I had to find another means of sort of expressing what we were feeling, and that's what happened. So I appreciate y'all reading, and it was a bit of an art therapy for me, and I'm honored and humbled that others found it of value as well.
You know, we welcome both of you by saying Happy Thanksgiving, but I don't know if that is the right thing to say today. This obviously is the most unusual Thanksgiving each of you or anyone else on the Panhandle has ever lived through, and yet there is a wonderful spirit that we've seen. For example, one of the car dealers down there this past Monday, it was this past Monday, mm-hmm. they said, anybody who needs it, come on by, and they had Thanksgiving meals.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't have to buy anything. Just come on by. You need a meal? Here, we got it for you. And they did that for 1,000 Thanksgiving meals. And there are any of a number of places down there that are doing that, just trying to give back to the community and help the community stay a community.
And I know, Tony, through the newspaper, you've probably been somewhat overwhelmed by this outpouring.
Oh, yes. Every day we get releases from one group or another that is providing in some way for the people, whether it's cleaning supplies or fresh clothing. A lot of people lost everything. They don't even have shoes or socks, for that matter. But there's so many different ways people are reaching out. Right now there are more than a dozen different churches that are operating as food distribution centers.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty incredible. And Tony, let's just cut right to your own personal project. You and Jason Crutzer decided that you would look at the arts, and then you would then put together this anthology called The Survivors. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I have to say that it was seeing people like Jason Hedden producing such thoughtful work in such horrible circumstances. So many people who rode out the storm literally are suffering from PTSD. It was a horrific experience, and so many people coming trying to come home found they didn't have homes to come to, and they didn't have jobs. There's so many different ways that this community has been just taken down to the ground. You know, it's going to have to be rebuilt from the foundations up in so many ways, and out of that pain. You know, good artists take their pain and they create with it. Mm-hmm. They channel it. And I was seeing that happen. Thank goodness I had managed to find Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Could get on Facebook and see these people who were posting. And, you know, I just basically reached out and said, if you would like to be considered for this anthology, send it. And people sent. And sent and sent and sent. There are so many different voices, and it's kind of both heartbreaking and comforting to see that so many people shared similar experiences.
Right.
we were not alone. We were all going through this, and to see the way that they've turned this pain into art was inspirational.
You know, I have to say, you talk about when you finally got Wi-Fi. One of the really odd things for us was it took us several weeks before we were able to fly down to Panama mm-hmm. City Beach, and the airlines just couldn't get in. The airport wasn't functioning for quite some time. And we would be up here in Chicago watching the newscast, paying attention, and we found that we had more information than many of our friends down in Panama City, Panama City Beach, Mexico yes. Beach, wherever, because they didn't have the cell phones, the Wi-Fi, whatever. So when we would finally be able to connect with them, we would tell them what right. the latest news was.
They were literally cut off.
It was just the oddest feeling of here we are trying to give them information that they just aren't able to get. It was a very strange sense.
Well, this is the 21st century, and you don't imagine that you're ever going to be completely cut off from the outside world. And
yeah.
I think you guys would agree that was one of the, is it safe to say, scariest things after the storm had passed?
Absolutely. Oh, I was in the middle of yeah. the storm, and my phone bleeped because a message got through. And it was my son saying, the windows have blown out. We're hiding in the under a mattress in the hallway. Come help when you can. And there was nothing I could do. Well, and I was not able to even contact him until we climbed under trees and across power lines to get to his place the next day. It was absolutely terrifying.
And one of the terrifying videos that I watched, I believe, was from one of your editors in the Panama City News Herald building. And he was videoing as the hurricane was hitting. Mm. And at the point where he points the camera up to the roof, and you see the roof is starting, some of the tiles on the roof are starting to move. And he said, I think I better stop taping now. And it was right. just chilling. Well, we have to take a quick break. Guys, you can hang with us for a couple minutes.
I want our listeners to grab a paper and pencil, because, of course, you can get all of this information on our Facebook page, on our website. But you need to get your hands on a copy of the Survivor's Anthology that we're talking about. It's really amazing. I ordered our copies yesterday. They're available from Amazon. The Survivor's Anthology will tell you more about that, how to get your hands on it, as we're talking with Jason Hedden and Tony Simmons from the Panhandle of Florida here on WGN. Friday, Lavin and the boys host Miami. Then Saturday, the Bulls take on the Timberwolves. The back-to-back Bulls weekend starts Friday at 7 on WGN TV.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. And rather than play a musical bump, we wanted to get right back into our conversation. We're talking about the devastation caused by Hurricane Michael in the Panhandle. And you can say, well, why on Thanksgiving? Well, because you may have a lot to be thankful for, but there are some people that are experiencing a Thanksgiving unlike anything you can ever imagine, and they need some help, and this is one way you can help.
Right. One of the ways you can help is this Survivor's Anthology that's been put together by our guest. Tony Simmons is with us. Tony is an editor and a writer with the Panama City News Herald, a great little paper that we subscribe to down in the Panama City Beach. Also with us is Jason Hedden, who's a fabulous writer. He's a professor, and he's at Gulf Coast State College. He's in their visual and performing arts department. And if you will, for just a moment, we mentioned that Jason, as a great writer, caught our attention because it seemed like a day didn't go by that I wasn't moved to tears by something that he wrote. His writings have been included in this new Survivors Anthology. But here's a piece that I actually saved, and I shared it with some friends of mine. You look tired. I'm tired, too. He's tired. She's tired. We're all tired. I'm tired of watching my neighbors move away, helping my friends pack trucks bound for the unknown, while their kids' toys are piles on the curb. I'm tired of the smell of pine. I'm tired of asking, what did that used to be, when driving around? I'm tired of feeling. I'm tired of not feeling. I'm tired of tears. I'm tired of asking, how's your house? I'm tired of wondering if I'm doing enough or doing the right things. I'm tired of being tired. Even the letters are moving. Move one letter, tired is tried. I tried, you tried, he tried, she tried, we all tried. It's trying. Got to get some sleep. Got to count some sheep. Good night. Time to retire. Or try. Wait. Need tires. the fires. They're coming for our wood piles. Sorry. I'm just tired. Got to get some sleep. Get some sleep. No hurry. No curfew. No curb of view. I'm just tired. You're tired. We're all tired. Retired. Whew. That's Jason Hedden's writing. And Tony, you had the dubious distinction, as you said, of going through the writings that the people contributed and said, this is what I felt, this is what I experienced. And then you sorted through this and put it together in the Survivors Anthology. Congratulations on that. I've not seen it, but I've got to believe that it's going to be pretty spectacular. And explain to our listeners how it benefits the folks who are survivors of Hurricane Michael.
Well, it's going to go directly to local hurricane recovery efforts, the profits from it. There are a number of groups in town that are, you know, even, for instance, the United Way of Northwest Florida has stopped its regular campaign, and 100% of its funding is going to hurricane recovery efforts. So we're going to be turning the proceeds over to groups of that nature.
Right.
As far as, I set a deadline for entries of November 9th. That gave exactly 1 month after the hurricane, because I didn't want people thinking too hard about what they were doing, mm-hmm. you know, having those second thoughts and those editorial notions.
Right.
I wanted it as raw as they felt when mm-hmm. they created it. And then we jumped all over getting on prepared and printed and ebooks ready as quickly as possible for that same reason. While people are still feeling this,
right.
we'd want them to know they're not alone out there. And I have to say, while you've got Jason on here, please talk to him about the show that his students put on last weekend.
Yes, last Saturday night.
Which was also a fundraiser for the hurricane victims.
And Jason, I believe
it was beautiful.
Jason, I believe that this was a case where you had one thing that had originally been planned for last weekend, but obviously because of the hurricane, there was so much damage, and there was only a part of the theater that you were able to use, and you had to get some of the students in a different frame of mind so that they didn't do what you had planned, and this was sort of an original creation that really spawned off of what happened with the hurricane. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, exactly. We were in rehearsals for Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, and it was scheduled to open November 9th, and we missed 3+ weeks of rehearsal, and the cast and crew was literally scattered to the wind. And so I reached out to them about 6 days after the storm. Actually, my stage manager reached out to me about a day after the storm, and she said, "What about the show?" And I said, "All right, go check on your family. We'll get to the show in a minute." But that's a true stage manager. So shout out to Maggie out there.
Uh-huh.
But I sent them a message that was sort of a rally cry, sort of a pep talk, sort of a, maybe they were just words I needed to hear, honestly, which would just told them to, your top priority is your safety and your security and that of your family and your friends. But I know how a lot of them think and process, not unlike myself. And we were being bombarded with all of these images and these stories and this, you know, things that to ignore it was hard. So I just challenged them to soak it in, you know, and if and when time allowed, you know, be sponges of what they were experiencing, and that our time would come. So the writing for me was me trying to follow my own advice, which was for them to just, you know, remain artists through this process. So we reconvened on November 5th, which was the first day the college was open, and everyone who was available came, and I presented them with three options, which was we could cancel, we could try to replace the missing cast members with 1 week's notice, or we could do something else. Postponing wasn't an option for us because of the holiday and different things. And the cast decided they were in agreement that we'd do something else. There was an argument to be made for the show must go on and people need an escape, but to ignore the elephant of the room in the room with the storm seemed to be it just didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. So we did some Shakespeare. We also reached out to showless actors who were in rehearsals in other places in town, and we invited them into our company, and a couple dance studios that were destroyed, they came in and performed a dance number. So it played more like a variety show with a slightly different tone. And we felt it was really successful in bringing the community together. And we had multiple people tell us they hadn't laughed since the storm, and yeah, the show gave them that opportunity. Or some people hadn't cried since the storm, and
it was
and
cathartic.
Maybe it did that. So
yeah, mm-hmm. It was a great evening,
and we raised some funds, half of which went to our food pantry and a supply pantry on campus, free supplies for students and employees, and then the other half is going to Floriopolis, which is a nonprofit arts organization in historic St. Andrews, and there's lots of folks in need, but they're sort of the heart of the artistic community right there on Beck Avenue, and, mm-hmm. and it just seemed like the place to plant that first seed.
Right, right. Well,
if I may.
Yes, Tony.
Sure, Tony.
If I may, the college is the only performance space that is even usable right now. We've lost two community theaters. A couple of the high schools do have auditoriums that are still usable, but even the schools have combined on campuses because so much was damaged.
So much damage, yeah.
We have no, I take that back, most of the gallery spaces were closed, mm-hmm. and will remain closed for months.
Yeah.
Our Center for the Arts is open. It did sustain some damage, but it is operational, and it's trying to make up for what the local artists are losing at right. places like Floriopolis and the Artist Cove and City Arts Cooperative. All of these places, they have no idea when they're going to reopen.
Well, I think we're going to be amazed at what the aftermath of the storm is inspiring. That's already proof with the anthology that you've put together. And I want to be sure that people know that they can get their own copy of the Survivors Anthology.
And how would they do it? What's
the best website?
And we will link to it, of course. But if people want a copy, what's the best way for them to get it?
Well, for your listeners, go to your website.
Okay, click and go right through.
They can also certainly go to Amazon.com
mm-hmm.
and plug in "survivors" in the search term, and the subtitle is "Work Created in the Wake of Hurricane Michael." Certainly, survivors and Hurricane Michael will take you to the book.
Yeah,
and we will put links up there. And we told you we would only keep you guys for a few minutes, so thank you so much for staying with us. And we're going to be back down in Panama City Beach. I believe it's going to be the third week of January. So when we get down there, if there's anything we can do to help either of you, please let
absolutely.
Us know.
Oh,
absolutely. And, hey, I want to thank you for playing the Young Bloods to lead into this segment. It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
And it fits.
It just seemed appropriate.
It really fits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much, and enjoy the rest of your day, too.
You too.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Jason Hedden from Gulf Coast State College and Tony Simmons from the Panama City News Herald. And I
don't know if we mentioned, because there's been so much conversation on air and off air, but just very quickly before we go to the news, did we mention that WKGC, which is with mm-hmm. Gulf Coast State College, after the storm hit, it was the only radio station on. And this is the radio station that we're lucky enough to be associated with when we're down there. We work with them. And just coincidentally, about 6 weeks before the storm, they had partnered with the Bay County Emergency Services, and they had put a backup facility in the same location as the Bay County Emergency Services. When the hurricane hit, everything was off the air. The TV stations, everything was off the air. They were literally the only station on the air broadcasting from this emergency location.
Yeah, old school and, terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother topic that we'll get into someday. Again, our thanks to the guys for joining us. And get your hands on your copy of the Survivors Anthology, available at Amazon.com.
Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. Hope you're having a terrific Thanksgiving.
Hey, like the Chicago Bears, we feel all right.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about it? Good for them.
Oh, boy. It's going to make Thanksgiving dinner a whole lot nicer with those Bear fans. Yeah. It was going to, because, you know, it was like at one point, Domity reported they were down by 7. And yeah. I thought, oh, gee, this is going to be the topic of conversation at dinner. But so, and we were here back in 85.
Yeah.
And that whole thing. And I know people keep, you know, hearkening back to that. But this is very cool, very exciting.
Yeah. Well, that song we played, every time we play that, we have to crank the speaker up to the
yes.
threshold of pain, and we think of the first time we ever heard that and the first time we ever saw the group Hello Dave.
Yes, and then we were lucky enough to have Hello Dave in the studio with us a number of times over the years. And the guy that's singing lead on Hello Dave is a friend and a busy, busy guy. His name is Mike Heimbaum. Mike, how are you doing today?
Hi, guys. I'm
Hi
doing
there.
Great.
Good, good. Mike,
I was just singing along in the background there.
I thought that's what we heard.
Well, Mike is no longer in Chicago. Mike is in, is it Whiteside County, Illinois?
Yeah, we're in Whiteside County near a town called Morrison. Mm-hmm. And we're only about 10 miles from the Mississippi River, actually, now.
Yes.
One of the many reasons we wanted to talk to you is that Hello Dave doesn't perform together that much anymore, so you're going to be doing it for a very special reason, and it's going to be at
Joe's on Weed Street. Yeah, and it's going to be this coming Friday, a week from tomorrow, and it all ties in where Mike lives now, right, Mike?
Well, that is right. So my wife and I, when we moved out of the city, you know, we figured we wanted to live someplace kind of, you know, in the country. And we decided, Nicole, my wife, she grew up with horses. And my grandma and grandpa had horses, so I was around them a lot, too. And we just wanted to get some horses. And we found these two ponies, and it turned out they were just severely neglected and starved, and they needed rescuing. And we had no idea the extent to which, you know, that happens. There's so many horses out there that just don't have the homes. It's kind of like dogs and cats in the city. The same thing.
Yeah.
So we moved to a farm, and it was a kind of a little farm that we rented for a while. And a few years later, with the help of our friend Jimmy John, the sandwich fella, we were able to move into a farm with 84 acres and enough room that we could really start, you know, making this sanctuary work. So we started the Farm Way Sanctuary. And right now we have 22 horses on the property. And we also had a calling for potbelly pigs.
Because people didn't realize.
I got to hold you there. Potbelly pigs, why?
Can I fill in the blanks? Because people didn't realize they were going to get as big as they did, right?
Exactly. You know, they call them teacup pigs and mini pigs. But, you know, sure, they're mini compared to their 700-pound cousins, but they're still about 200 pounds when it's all said and done. So, yeah, we started rescuing them, too. We've got five of those on the property and a bunch of ducks and chickens that have also been rescued. So
And a beautiful little boy named Tex, who's the hardest working man on that farm.
That is right.
And I love some of the pictures and videos you post of Tex. They're just terrific.
Well, thanks. Please come to thefarmway.com or the Farmway on Facebook and watch the videos.
Yes.
We are proud of them, too. They crack us up.
Oh, my gosh. And those animals are spectacular. And to think that some of these horses were destined to be euthanized, and you guys bring them, and they thrive. It's like they've realized they've been given a new lease on life, and they just run free.
Yeah, it's like anybody who rescued a dog, you know, yeah. you can feel yeah. it. You can see it in their eyes. Yep. They say, thank you." The horses are the yep. same thing. Yep. There were a bunch of them that were literally like steps away from the truck to go to slaughter that have come to our farm, and you can see it. I mean, they come up to you, and you can feel the gratitude, and, you know, we give it right back to them, of course, because yes. they do some pretty magical things for us, too.
And that's where Hello Dave comes in, and that's where Joe's on yes. Weed Street, and that's why you're going to be coming back to the city next Friday, because Hello Dave and a group called Duke, and what's
his Band on the Fly.
A Band on the
That's a great name, too. We got to get them in this. Maybe the next time we do this.
Yeah, Duke and the Band on the Fly will be performing, and this is a farm raiser, because yours is a not-for-profit organization, and you need hay, and you need all the things that these animals eat. So the farm yeah. raiser does that. It raises money for Farmway.
And this
right?
is the fourth annual farm raiser, right?
That is right. We've done four of them, all at Joe's, and the people at Joe's are nothing but kind. They really make a beautiful space for us, and it's a pretty cool event.
I guess so. And this is on, now the doors are going to open at 6, and the music starts at 7, and it really is a party. It's just so much fun, and if you know Hello Dave, if you've only known them from performing on our show, you know it's the best music, fabulous harmonies. Great guitar playing. You're going to love them. And they get back together. And much like these horses, when they come to the farm, these guys are so happy to be performing together
yeah.
that you cannot do anything but be happy just being in the room with them. So
that is so true. That's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah. And so that's Friday night, Joe's on Weed Street, 940 West Weed Street. And tickets are like $30 unless you go VIP, and that's $60. And I would
yep.
imagine...
And you can-
I mean,
you can go to the farmway.com. Mm-hmm. Farmway.com, that's where you can find a click on there or mm-hmm. find us on Facebook, and you can find a place to click for tickets there.
How much does a bale of hay cost? I mean, couldn't we just say, I'll buy a bale of hay for Christmas?
We do have people do that. It's so funny. It's beautiful. We try to use these large round bales, and usually a large round bale is about 1,400 pounds or so, mm-hmm. and usually about $45-$50, something like that.
Really?
This
okay, but now, what if you buy a bale of hay with Alvin Bishop sitting on it?
Oh, stop it.
I'm just saying.
Price might go up. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right? Well, the problem was, this year was such a bad hay year that yeah. the price of a bale of hay now is $100.
So you're kidding.
Doubled.
Oh, my gosh.
Why was it a bad hay year? Because of the...
Well, it was just the weather, so much rain and so much humidity that, in fact, we have a hay field, too. We don't have the equipment to do it, so we have farmers come in and do it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in, and they got it cut, and it was on the ground. And a surprise storm came in, and it kept storming for about 8 days straight.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All of our hay was destroyed, unfortunately.
Oh, my gosh.
And that happened to a lot of people, so that's why the price has gone up. And we need about 65, 70 bales of that big round bale stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It does get a little expensive.
But for our listeners who can't come out to the concert on Friday night, please do go to thefarmway.com and find out more about this fabulous sanctuary, this wonderful place in the world.
Now, we should clarify that. It's not this Friday night.
A week from tomorrow.
That's right.
But we hope that you will come out for a great time. And
yeah,
to
we might
support,
see you there, too.
Yes, and support the Farmway.
Yeah, that's right.
And go to their website and check out some of these videos that we're talking about. They're absolutely wonderful. And meet young Tex, the hardest working man at Farmway. Thank you, guys. And I will see you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And hug your wife. You guys are doing some fabulous work there at the Farmway.
Thank you, Mike. Steve and Johnny, thank you so much for the support through the years.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. We got to take a break, and then we come back, and boy, this has been a fast show, but we got to wrap things up, so stay with us at WGN. I know we did that for the last bump, but it just felt good to hear it
love
again.
That song.
Yeah,
that's Hello Dave.
And again, you can see them Not tomorrow night.
But I'm confused about what day of the week it is. A week from tomorrow, it's going to be a concert, a homecoming concert for Hello Dave at Joe's on Weed Street. And it's a fundraiser for the not-for-profit Farmway. The Farmway, the sanctuary for horses and pigs and ducks and fabulous critters that need to be fed. And that's what it's all about. And tickets are $30 unless you go VIP, which is a $60 ticket.
We've only got a couple minutes, and we wanted to thank you for hanging out with us and remind you of a couple things. One, we have fooled management again, so they said we can come back and do our annual New Year's Eve show, will cleverly enough be on New Year's Eve.
It will be. It's our cheap date, Life After Dark. No cover charge. No dress code.
Mm-hmm.
Just join us, and we'll have a good time. You know, bring your own bubbly. We bring our bubbly. We never know who's going to end up here in the studio with us, and this is going to be the first time here.
We have confirmed that a man who's been with us for a lot of the New Year's Eve shows, Ronnie Rice, will be joining us. But we're going to have some other surprise guests too. And if you follow our blog, by the way, just go to easiest way to follow us. Go to steveandjohnny.com, steveandjohnny.com, and that links to all the places that we hang out around the internet, and we constantly update things on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/steveandjohnnyshow, and we'll be updating things about what's going on New Year's Eve. I believe it's going to be from
10 till 2?
Either 10 to 2 or 11 to 3.
Okay.
Depending.
Well, and the fun thing now is since we're being watched while we're broadcasting, it's an excuse to get a new outfit for New Year's Eve. So you guys can be here.
Yeah. I just may have to get a new guitar to, you get an outfit, I get a guitar. I'm good with that.
Those of you listening to us, though, again, no dress code. You can join us in your PJs or you can be stark naked for all we care. You know, we have the
largest audience of PWPs. That's people
without pants.
The ratings have proven that. Yes. We always had that.
And we paid money to find that out at one point. And then David Letterman thought it was funny and he'd steal it from us. But that's another story. That'll be in the book.
We've had some people asking also if we're doing any appearances and if our book is still available. Yes. And if you don't know about our book, long story short, we were fortunate enough to be friends with the legendary Les Paul for many, many years. And we wrote a book. It is called A Little More Less. And it is some of the interviews that we did with Les, but also it's behind-the-scenes stories and pictures and off-air things of the 18 years that we were privileged to have Les Paul in our life. The book is called A Little More Less, and if you'd like to get a copy, it would make a wonderful Christmas gift.
What?
Go to A Little More Less, and spell Less with one S, alittlemoreless.com, or you can call 312-912-8639. That's 312-912-8639. And can I also do a blatant plug for my brother Lee's book, Safe Inside? It is not just because he's my brother. This is a great book. Oh, boy. It's the story of a kid growing up south side of Chicago Catholic in the late 40s and 50s. And at a time when things like divorce and sexuality were not commonly talked about. And it's a wonderful book. And we should be finding out in a couple of weeks. Is it a week?
It's just a week.
Lee's book has been nominated for the Chicago Writers Awards Book of the Year.
Woohoo!
And so we're so excited about that. And you can go, his book is published by Eckhart's Press.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Eckhart's Press and do a search for Safe Inside.
S-A-F-E, Inside, Safe Inside. And again, you can find all of this out by communicating with us through our Facebook page. And it's the Steve and Johnny Show on Facebook. Be our friend if you're not yet our friend. We have thousands of our closest friends there.
We need friends.
We handle the page.
We'd like to be your friend.
We handle the page ourselves, so if you have a question, we're right there to answer it for you. So please join us and be back here with us on New Year's Eve, and we get ready for the party.